Hello and welcome to this Novell podcast. My name is Gary Klinger and I will be your host today. Today we have with us Jason Arrington, who is the product manager for the Novell Sentinel product. Welcome, Jason.
Thanks for having me, Gary.
Let's start off with a really simple question about Sentinel. What does it do?
What does it do? Boy, that's a profound one, actually. Sentinel is a tool that collects security information from across the network. There are all sorts of devices out there that are churning out logs, that are doing really important things, and they're basically generating some pretty critical data, but there's so much data that it makes it very hard for an administrator to keep track of all these different types of devices. So Sentinel is designed to pull all that information together and to put it into a usable form so that administrators can actually make some sense of all this.
Interesting. Now, Novell offers all sorts of identity and security products. There's Identity Manager and there's Access Manager. And can you tell me why you think Sentinel is such an important part of that portfolio for identity and security products?
Well, you mentioned all of the other products in the portfolio. And you're right, we've got some really great solutions with Identity Manager, Access Manager, Secure Login for making sure that the right people have access to the right systems. Now, as people become more and more concerned about security and more concerned about compliance, they've got to have a number of controls in place to make sure that everything's taken care of. And the way that they typically are breaking down is different types of controls could be either preventative, they keep people from doing the wrong things, or they can be detective and sort of monitor what's actually happening. Most of the tools that we have in our identity and security portfolio are actually preventative controls. Identity Manager through provisioning makes sure that the right people have access to the right systems and nothing more. Sentinel provides the other side of that. It makes sure that as the activity is occurring, that if you find anything happening in the network that is a security risk or a policy violation, Sentinel acts as that detective control so that we can actually react to that and make sure that we can bring that back into where it needs to be.
Interesting. So it's kind of almost like a policing product.
It kind of is. It's kind of the cop on the network that's watching everything. Yeah.
Fantastic. As I was reading up in preparation for this interview, I read a little bit about SIEM tools, SIEM, or Security Right. Information and Event Management Tools. Can you explain kind of what that means to people who may not be as familiar with that term?
Sure. And some folks may be familiar with one of the iterations. It could be SIEM, it could be SEM, it could be SIM. You know, there's all sorts of different ways that different people spell it. But no matter how you actually write it, the task that you're trying to accomplish here is taking all of these independent security devices that are just sort of out there. You've got firewalls, routers, switches, intrusion detection systems, identity management systems, operating systems. They're all doing important things to keep your network safe. And they're all generating some sort of a log file or some sort of a record to make sure that you're keeping track of all this. The problem is there are just so many of them. You can't keep track of all that stuff yourself. So SIEM, as a market, was designed to pull all that information together into a consistent format and into a single console so that the Security Operations Center can keep an eye on a single console that's giving them information on the entire set of data that's coming into the system.
So without that single console, it seems like you'd be employing lots of people watching lots of different siloed data streams that are coming in about different events, and seems like it would be an impossible task.
Well, that's exactly right. It's a nearly impossible task, and it's a task that requires a lot of manpower. You've got to have a lot of people watching these systems, one person responsible for IDSs and one for vulnerability scanners. And because you don't have any automation pulling that together, it doesn't give you the visibility you need, and your response time isn't nearly as rapid as it would be if you actually had a consistent monitoring framework in place.
Is the person who's watching that one station still reliant upon catching them with their eyes, or how does the system help
them? They've got to be really smart because they've got to be able to watch these things streaming by at thousands of events per second. No, not at all. One of the more important parts of a SIEM tool is correlation. And correlation is what defines rules in the SIEM tool so that as the events are coming in, when Sentinel sees event A and event B within a particular time frame, it can alert. I mean, you don't necessarily want to email your administrator every time somebody fails to authenticate. Now, that would be, that would be a huge amount of noise. But a correlation rule could do things like if somebody fails to authenticate 10 times and then successfully authenticates, they're guessing passwords or whatever, we can then alert on that and send a notification off to the administrator in a number of different ways to give them that information that there's something happening in the system.
It sounds like that takes a lot of pressure off the people who are watching this.
Well, it does. It takes pressure off the people watching it, and it gives a level of comfort knowing that, you know, if somebody goes off and, you know, goes to the bathroom, they're not going to miss something important that happened in the network. The SIM tool is there watching 24/7. Sentinel can make sure that that happens, even when people are asleep, even when nobody's in the office, it's still there watching the network.
So one of the other things that I read as I was preparing for this interview was that Sentinel is built on a message bus-based architecture. And I'm not really sure what the advantage is of that. If you could walk us through that, that'd be great.
Well, I'll try not to dive too much into the weeds here, which I tend to do. But the message bus architecture that Sentinel is built on is really pretty important, because if you think about what the tool is doing, it's gathering all this information and putting it into a database primarily. That function is typically called more of log management. But because there are all these other pieces that are working, the dashboards to show the data in real time, the correlation engine that sits there and analyzes the data as it comes in, all these different functions that do important things with that data, if you have to wait for the data to be stored in the database before you start reporting against it, before you start populating your dashboards, before you start correlating, that becomes a bottleneck that really causes some problems. So what we've done with Sentinel is we've built it around a message bus, so each of these components, the correlation engine, the dashboards, the reporting infrastructure, they all are able to analyze the set of data that they need, and none of them is dependent on any other component. And where that really becomes important is when you have an attack and a huge flood of data coming into the system. You know, oftentimes you can bog down, say, the database. The database is something that can be, it can take a while for the database to catch up to that volume of information. If you have to get into the database before you can react on it, you've got a problem, because you're then slowing down your response time during the most critical period.
So it sounds like this architecture is really one of the keys to providing real-time monitoring.
Well, that's exactly right. Real-time monitoring that scales to the kind of capacity that an enterprise is going to need. I mean, there are plenty of tools out there that can take the data and just shove it into a store very quickly. And that, as I said, that's sort of the log management function. And they can do that because they're not doing anything else with the data. They're not parsing it up. They're not making it consistent. They're just shoving it into a store so that you can report on it later, which is fine. But when you need to have that real-time analysis, the message bus is what lets us scale up to an enterprise scale and still be responsive when the attacks occur.
Sounds like there's a lot of power in that architecture. So another great capability of Sentinel is identity injection.
Right.
Can you explain to us kind of how that works?
That's exactly right. And that's something that we're pretty proud of. We've been working on that quite hard. The events that are coming in from all these different systems, they have a limited amount of information. So if you think about, say, a Windows event log, you go to the Windows event logger and you see what people are doing in there, you'll see that username Gary logged into a particular Windows domain at a particular time, but you don't have much more information. You have maybe a username and a domain that user exists in. You don't know what Gary's phone number is. You don't know what Gary's role is. You don't know what Gary's, any more information about him or what other accounts he has. So the identity injection function of Sentinel allows us to integrate the kind of context that we get from Novell Identity Manager, put that information, because Identity Manager is very good at provisioning and making sure that all the user information for Gary across all these different systems is consistent. By injecting that into Sentinel, as we see events coming in from these systems, we now know more than, username Gary logged into Windows. We know it was this person with this role and this function, he's in this location, and it gives us much more visibility into who rather than just the what.
So if I was trying to do something nefarious on the network,
right,
it wouldn't just say G Klinger, it would give my full profile.
And depending on how much information you've injected from the identity management system, it's going to say Gary Klinger, it's going to say here's his email address, here's his phone number, here's his boss's name, here's his department, and here's a mugshot of the guy so you can tell the security department to go over and tap him on the shoulder and, come with me kind of thing.
Interesting. So it kind of makes that policing function of Sentinel a lot more powerful.
Well, it makes it much simpler for the administrator for two reasons, because first of all, they don't have to then go on their own and try to look up who user G Klinger is.
Right.
They see that right in the console. But secondly, the other pieces that we've talked about, the reporting and the correlation, they're now not dependent on if user G Klinger tries to log into Windows 5 times and fails. It's if Gary Klinger, in any of the accounts that he has, keeps trying to access systems that he shouldn't, we can alert on that as well.
Very cool. We were here in the studio the other day with Rick Wagner, the product manager for Compliance Management Platform. Can you tell us how Sentinel plays into the Compliance Management Platform?
Sure, absolutely. So what we just talked about, the identity injection of Sentinel, that is a core component of the Compliance Management Platform. So that integration between Identity Manager and Sentinel is part of that Compliance Management Platform story. And the configuration is already in place. We include all of the pieces that are needed to tie those two components together so that we can have that identity injection up and running and working very quickly. In addition to the identity information that we're passing in from Identity Manager into Sentinel, we also have an integration as part of the Compliance Management Platform the other direction. So once you've determined that Gary Klinger is doing nefarious things, you're probably going to want to go back into the identity management system and take action on that. So we have functions where we can go in and notify using the workflow components of Identity Manager. We can notify Gary Klinger's manager about his activity. We can go through and disable his account on all the systems that he has access to, all as part of the Compliance Management Platform. So all of that integration work is done when a customer buys the Compliance Management Platform. They get that out of the box and it's ready to go.
So a lot of that automates some of those manual processes we were talking about earlier.
Absolutely.
They don't have to go through and do those things one by one, but the system does that for them.
Right. And by putting together the provisioning system that provides access, you know, that preventative control, along with the detective control and sort of closing the loop, you get a much more consistent and a much more auditable framework for providing compliance.
Very cool. I have time for just one more question.
Okay.
Just to kind of summarize Sentinel, I mean, Sentinel is still a very strong standalone product. If you are in the elevator, 30 seconds with a CEO at a company that you'd like to be doing business with, what would you say to them about Sentinel?
Well, I think I would say that, you know, a lot of CEOs, a lot of businesses are realizing that the compliance pressures are going to continue and that they need to be able to do something to pull together all this security data in order to comply with regulations. What I would say is that it's great to pull the information together, but if you buy a tool that is only able to do that, you don't get the additional value of, you know, the reduced cost of administration and reduced the increased speed of response to incidents. All those other functions that Sentinel provides, they do require a tool that's capable of more than just give me the data and put it into a big syslog somewhere. You really need that kind of strength and that kind of functionality to inject the business relevance, to do the correlation, and to expand to meet what you want to do with the product ultimately.
Very cool. Well, Jason, thank you so much for your time today, and thank you to our listeners. If you would like to see Sentinel in action, or if you'd like to request that one of our identity and security experts come out and show you the product, you can visit us at novell.com/sentinel, and we thank you for your time today.